T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, our friend from CT Mirror, their health reporter. Jenna, has anyone in your life ever gotten you something for Valentine's Day from the Walgreens Valentine's aisle?
I wouldn't know, to be honest.
Probably a good thing.
You don't check it. You're just
probably
getting some. Okay, that's
a good
fair.
Thing. You have a story that was published this week or the end of last week about the whole proposal to eliminate religious exemption that would bar unvaccinated children from school next fall. And I was thinking about this. Has this been festering, this unvaccinated children thing for a while? Or is this something that's just popped up?
Well, it came up towards the latter part of the session, the legislative session last year,
right.
And there wasn't enough support. They wanted more time to chew on this, and so it's come up again this year.
I have a friend who works down close to the Capitol, and they were telling me, like, opening day of the session, I think it was, pretty big demonstration, and apparently that was blocking some traffic, everything else. I don't know if that's true. But, I mean, there are the passion is up now. It's higher than it was, I think.
It's a very emotional issue for people, yeah.
Why so?
Well, there is a very vocal contingent of people who feel that this is a religious freedom that they should be able to maintain going forward. The lawmakers, there's support and leadership. They seem pretty intent on repealing that exemption.
Yeah, Matt Ritter's kind of been at the front of that.
Yeah, very much so.
Hasn't he been?
Yeah, there's a couple. Matt Ritter, Representative Linehan, and Representative Elliott as well have kind of been the first group of lawmakers to go vocal with this, at least last session.
Jen, I've been puzzling this for a long time. This has been a question of mine. How exactly does the religious exemption work? In other words, is it based upon a piece of scripture? Where are the origins of this?
Well, so if you would like to abstain from vaccination on religious grounds, there's a form you fill out prior to the beginning of school year that allows you to bypass that requirement.
But it has to be based in the faith. In other words, you've got to cite something in the Bible that says, no, you shouldn't do this. Has anybody gotten into that at all?
There have been different religious leaders that have come out at different times to express their views on this. Bishops and archbishops came out. Although there is a lot of debate on either side, there are people that feel, their interpretation of it is different based on how they see the issue.
Now, with this proposal, is there a solution to what to do with these children? Do you just not let them go to school at all? How is that? I mean, because you don't want kids missing out on their education.
So what the lawmakers are proposing would bar them from entering public and private schools. They would have to be homeschooled going forward if this legislation succeeds.
Hmm. We had a Dr. Bielek on from Hospital of Central Connecticut earlier this morning. And one question I've had, and I think she answered it, but I just want to see what you've been hearing and hearing, so on and so forth. If, in fact, your child is not, basically immunized, inoculated, and that child goes to school with a case of the measles, are the kids who are immunized, does it really affect them at all? Has anybody addressed that at all?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Okay, in other words, if I send my kid who has measles to school and all the kids have been vaccinated, it would seem to me that's kind of a moot point, because if the kid is vaccinated, well, the other kids are not going to get it.
That is certainly an argument that has been brought up by folks who are opposed to the legislative proposal.
Is this a type of bill, a proposal, Jen, and we're talking with Jenna Carlesso from CT Mirror,
right.
Is this the kind of proposal that will be taken up early in the session? Is it something that you think will get pushed to the back burner? Because there's certainly, as we've said, there's certainly a fervor about it.
Yeah, last year, because it was pushed to the back burner in the last session, I think this session they're taking it on sooner. There's a public hearing scheduled for next week. on Wednesday. And as we all know, that's just 2 weeks into the session. And it will likely be an all-day event. It sounds like they're just only putting this item on the agenda for that day so that it can have ample time. People have ample time to weigh in.
From what you can tell, is there widespread support in the legislature for this, or is this something that's going to go down to the last vote?
There certainly is a lot of support. I haven't heard Republican leadership weigh in, but Senate and House Democrats, I think everybody in leadership has said they're supporting this.
It's part of this parents' right deal. In other words, you know, you can go with your religious exemption, and there is that. Okay, fine. Maybe basis for that, I don't know. But what about, okay, for example, Robert Kennedy Jr., okay, has basically been a total anti-vaxxer. So is Jenny McCarthy. I mean, there's some people who do it for scientific reasons, saying, okay, vaccinations can lead to autism, and so we think we should pull our kid out of it and not get the vaccinations. Are they doing it on that reason as well?
That's something, I mean, you'd have to ask them. I think the reasons why people abstain vary depending on the person. You know, the beliefs vary.
And just looking at it from the view of 50,000 feet, not being as in depth with it as you are, to me, it seems like there's no middle ground on this. Either you support the proposal or you think it's the dumbest thing you've ever heard of.
There are certainly very strong opinions on either
God,
side.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's... In terms of middle ground, there is one proposal that would make middle ground that was brought up earlier in the off session about the idea of grandfathering in people that have been abstaining for religious reasons, allow them to continue through school until they finish, and just prohibit children entering school, young children entering school. Although in the first draft of the bill, it doesn't appear that's included.
Well, I've also heard some parents who are thoroughly against this and basically want their kids not to be immunized, therefore they cannot go to school. There's talk occasionally of like homeschooling.
That would be, if this bill succeeds, at least in its current form, that would be the path. If you're abstaining on religious reasons, you'd no longer be able to attend school.
All right. Jenna, thanks for the insight.
Thanks,
as always. We appreciate it. Jenna Carlesso from the CT Mirror. Thank you,
ma'am. Well, I mean, seriously, this is a big, I mean, you're right, Joe. I mean, there are a lot of people who are really into this thing, invested.
Well, and again, as Jenna said, there's very little middle ground on it. Either you support it or you don't support it. So we'll see what happens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.